This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2 weeks. Fritz, who is it? Oh, you said who it was the other day.
Yeah. It is an Indian rapper.
Yeah, I saw it. Somebody mentioned
it is?
That.
Oh,
yes.
See, I was going to say, and I still don't know who it is.
Sounds like Lil Wayne, right? Sort of. A little bit. Turn back up. Artist, TikTok. That's who the artist is.
Okay. So,
yeah, we're a TikTok show.
Yeah, we are a TikTok show. Well, few TikTok. Did you finally download it?
So I downloaded it. I didn't really create an account just because you sent me TikToks and I couldn't see it without being in the app.
There you go.
Yeah. Of course.
All right. So I'm gonna keep sending you TikToks. Get you out of Reels.
There used to be a way you just click on it, open up on like a browser. But now they make you open it in the app, which sucks. But I'm still a Reels man.
Between your FanDuel app and TikTok, I don't want you looking at your kid. I just want you looking at the phone.
No, that's not healthy.
215-592-9494. We are talking today about which problem you think is more likely to be fixed, Jalen's turnovers or Nick Sirianni's decision-making. Now, we do have a quote from today's press availability about play calling, Kellen's role, Nick Sirianni's role. Nick talked about it today. We will get to that right after we talk to Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day, man.
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
No pause on that hump.
Hump day? No. Come on.
What are you, five?
Yeah, you got to get dirtier for a pause.
That's
from
nothing. What's elementary school?
Yeah. What are you standing behind and pushing forward?
Yeah. Sorry, you went down that road, aren't you?
Yeah. Two, maybe three. Spike, is that where you're at?
Well, just keeping everybody honest. So you must be really anticipating every Wednesday at 4:30. We release the new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. You were very high last week, number two. Now I'm not giving it away, but
I was number four.
I thought he was two.
No.
Are you sure?
Last week you bumped down back to four, yeah?
Oh, yeah, you were four. Yep, you're correct. You're correct.
Yeah. So I am highly anticipating moving up. And again, I want to let it be known to the audience that the caller in Middletown has been reporting weekly where Dr. Dope, Sparty, Paperboy, and Wormbrain have been kind of quiet. So I don't know.
We'll see.
You know, a little bit of movement there. I expect to be moving up.
We'll discuss in about an hour.
We'll see. Guys, if I could chime in on this whole Nick thing.
Yeah.
What does he do? Okay, because I don't see him bringing any value. He talks and he talks, and I feel like I'm listening to a politician sometimes. Like, now we got, like, the assistant to the assistant equipment guy that also chimes in the plays. Like, he's talking about all these guys and, oh, this guy gives me feedback and that guy gives me feedback. And I think he does a lot of long talking sometimes and he thinks it sounds good, but it's just nonsense. Like, you've been on those sidelines. I've only ever watched and helped coach on a high school level, and I know our OC would have been punching people in the throat if all these people kept giving them input in the middle of a game. Halftime's a different case, but on an NFL sideline, are that many people going up to the OC, or are that many people going up to the head coach who's constantly in the ear of the OC? Like, what is it really
I play for Andy Reid, so no, that wasn't happening. That wasn't happening.
Okay, maybe bad. Yeah.
No, but I get the point that you're making, and here's what I think. Where I think is different. I played 20 years ago. there is this sense of collaboration now amongst franchises and coaching staffs. So when it's not so much you see guys going up to the coach offering advice or collaborating, it's on that headset where they're talking, where the head coach has the ability to hear the OC. He can hear the quarterback's coach. Like, he can hear whomever he needs to hear, and they all can hear him because he has the main switch. And I think that's where the collaboration is going. I don't think every play it's five or six guys, but if there's the passing game coordinator, the Stoutland ever get in there with the run game coordinator, I would be concerned. It's too many chefs in the kitchen.
Yes, I
would be concerned with that when I hear this. That is my fear. That, hold on, there are too many people who has an opinion. But it only matters if Kellen Moore is bothered by it.
And here's the other part with the too many chefs in the kitchen. We have all of these voices going in there and all of this constant input and different. So then I think the problem is it spills out onto the field. And maybe, and again, maybe, that's why Jalen has run into this turnover problem, because they're so, you can't get into a flow of a game. And I think when Steichen was there, it was a lot more straightforward, or maybe now we've got too many chefs in the kitchen. I don't know. All I know is something is still off with the product, and we know we've upgraded coordinators. We know, I see the defense making.
So what other thing is that? Hold on, Chris. What other thing is the same? The head coach is the same. What other thing in this whole scenario, perhaps a player, because the center is not the same. So the one player who touches the ball on literally every offensive possession, who would that person be?
The quarterback.
Okay.
But the coordinators are.
I know. But everyone keeps saying the offense looks too similar and looks too simple, and now nobody sees any of the motion. So the only thing I'll say here, Chris, is you can't on one hand say, what does he do? And then on the other hand say, he's doing something, he shouldn't be doing it. And as a head coach, his job at the press conference is to sound like a politician, is to not give you answers. In fact, I wish he was better at being a politician.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call, Chris. I think part of the problem is he has not perfected giving it. Howie's really good at this. Howie's really good at you asking him a question. He gives you an answer. It sounds like he answered the question, but he didn't actually. And that's what Nick should be doing, is sounding like he is giving you something that is an answer, but isn't. That's his job. To be a politician is to not answer these questions, you know, because otherwise, as Ike pointed out, we're getting the confusion because he's giving you too much instead of not giving you anything.
You know who wasn't good at that? Andy Reid. That's why he didn't say a whole lot.
Yeah, that's why we got.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why we got better job.
Yeah.
So Nick did talk today about the play calling responsibilities and his role. Here is what happened. Kellen's the driver, I'm the passenger.
Yeah, that could have been the end of it right there.
Yes. He does try to fill up too many.
You're not filibustering.
That could have been the end of it, and that would have been a perfect answer.
I have an idea. So I said that maybe we should meet with Nick Sirianni. I think John Johnson should meet with Nick Sirianni because John has to do the overnight show and has learned how to fill the time. Mm-hmm. You know, so maybe instead, so what Nick should do is instead of giving that long answer, he should say, look, Kellen is the drives the car. I'm the passenger. Occasionally I'll say, hey, maybe you should take a left here. Here's my snack of the week.
And he should go out there. Here's my snack of the week.
Yep. And Nick Sirianni should eat a candy bar and go,
What else y'all got?
That's what he should do. Play that one again. That's what we need. Andrew and Berwick, you're on WIP.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, Andrew?
All right, actually, Andrew, hold on a sec. You're there. You're going to give your thing. I've backed off the rules. You know, I think that everyone participates in the rules. We do have to start reinforcing the how are we doing thing. We're doing fine. Andrew, I appreciate you asking. That's the one thing. It has crept back. And Andrew, I'm appreciative that
don't bite Andrew's head off.
No.
This is the first time he's called.
He's trying to have fun with the show.
Yeah.
Are you doing this because today's the anniversary of the Bill of Rights being introduced?
What anniversary?
Yeah, I guess it was the anniversary of when the Bill of Rights came out.
Oh, the actual Bill of Rights.
Yeah, the actual Bill of Rights.
The actual Bill of Rights.
No, I'm not doing it.
And you may be the only one who knew that.
Well, on this day.
So I'm going to start grunting again when people ask how we're doing, except for the first caller of the day. All right, Andrew. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead, brother.
So personally, I think that, you know, you guys, like you're asking people which is more likely to get fixed. I'm going to be a little different here. In my opinion, I think both could get fixed.
Hmm.
Realistically, because I think that, you know, like, people are talking about 2022 Hurts and stuff and how he was, like, you know, just on point 24/7 and stuff. I think last year was a little bit of a, like, his ego got bruised a little bit because he wasn't playing as well and he was turning the ball over a lot. And I think that, you know, we need.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
To start by running the ball first and letting the run game open up and then throwing some RPOs and getting Goddard the ball in those little short out routes that he likes to run. And then you can start opening up the deep play. Because, I mean, obviously, if I see A.J. Brown running downfield one-on-one, I'm going to throw it up to him. I think anybody would.
So let me ask you this, Andrew. If the other team, and that is optimal, I think starting with Saquon Barkley, establishing the run, blah, 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 blah. All that stuff is optimal. What if you're the offensive coordinator, you're Kellen Moore, and Nick Sirianni isn't talking in your headphones, and you line up for the first offensive play, and the other team has decided the one thing we're not going to allow, the same thing that we did with Alvin Kamara, by the way, put extra guys on the line of scrimmage, have one extra guy, we're going to make sure that Saquon Barkley does not beat us. Then what are you doing?
I mean, I think I would start running screen routes if they're going to have everybody up in the box like that.
Okay. I
like that Goddard screen play that they do, mm-hmm. that they've done in years past. I think that you get like 5-6 yards plus out of that every time. So I don't know why we go away from it. And like also, like Barkley's a good backfield catcher, so let him run a screen, I think.
Yeah. Have we run a screen with Saquon yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I can't remember one.
No, I can't remember one either.
What are we doing?
Well, I guess it wasn't a screen. It was
no, that wasn't a screen.
The third and the fourth down call.
No.
Yeah.
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 No. We used to be one of the better screen.
Dude, imagine
teams
Andy
in the
yeah. with Saquon. It's probably because Jalen doesn't
calling,
go
Andrew.
Under center. I mean, if he went under center, you can set that play
you
up.
You might be right, yeah. Yeah, oh. That could be it, sure.
That's not a big deal.
Dude, yeah. They haven't ran a screen.
No, under center, what are you even talking about?
Well, part of Josh, I know you're doing a bit, but part of Josh Allen, like, turning his, you know, kind of career around, they put him under center more.
Oh.
I know. I know. Crazy idea.
Yeah.
I think he went 4 times under center on Sunday.
So is what you're saying, Jack, that if you want to be a running team, that if you put your quarterback under center, that play action might work a little bit better, you know? Is that what you're saying? Because we've seen the RPOs not work really anymore. So why would you – now, Kellen Moore, historically, has put his quarterback under center.
Uh-huh.
So why would you think that we're not doing that?
Because he's a bum. I can't stand you, man.
Mike and Delrand, you're on WIP. What's
hey
up,
guys.
Mike?
Hey, can I ask a question? And it's not how you doing.
Yep.
I got a question. So there's 32 teams in the NFL, and all 32 teams have a head coach, a defensive coordinator, and an offensive coordinator. How many other markets do you think are beating to death this stuff about Sirianni? I don't know why everybody's so surprised that this is who we have, because this is all who we thought we were getting when he got hired. Like, there's way more problems than Nick Sirianni right now. And you ask who's more fixable, I don't really care if we have to fix Nick at all. The guy's been in the league for three full seasons. He's been in the playoffs three times and won Super Bowl. We have a quarterback that we paid a ton of money that no matter who's telling him what to do, he's making mistakes with the ball. That's what's got to get fixed. It's not Sirianni. It's the defense, which did great this past week, right? Mm-hmm. It's Jalen Hurts needs to understand when not to try to play that hero ball. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that needs to get fixed.
Nah, that's not the only thing, Mike.
Him. Like, he puts the team on his back when he runs. He does great. Like, he's great. There are those two or three plays that either he doesn't hold the ball with two hands or he tries to squeeze something in that just doesn't need to be squeezed in. Mm-hmm. Take those things away, and this team is the team that we hope they would be.
Well, what about the two or three plays in the last two games that the coach made critical decisions on that backfired?
100% correct, Ike. But the problem is when he made those calls in the past and they worked, we loved it.
Yeah, and when Jalen threw those balls in the pass and it worked, we loved it.
Yeah, no doubt. So he's got to get back to that.
And maybe Nick needs to get back to figuring out whether or not he wants to be aggressive, he wants to be conservative. Like, I mean, that's part of it, too.
But at the end of the day, Nick can be gone in a heartbeat. Jalen's going to be here a long time. Mm-hmm. He needs to get fixed. Go Birds.
Okay.
I think we found our first Nick guy. On the phones.
Yeah.
We've been doing the show for 3 days this week after that.
I don't know if he's a Nick guy as much as he's just more pressure. He's more focused on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I think what some people do, they would rather say, I know what Nick is, and I don't expect much of him. This is where Jalen has to fix it. And I can understand that. I can understand that. Like, I don't think there's an excuse for the interceptions. I really don't. I look at all of them, and I say they could have been avoided. They could have been avoided. If you want to tell me one was more egregious than the other, okay, that's fine. But the fact of the matter is these are plays that were avoidable.
Mm-hmm.
They were avoidable with good quarterback decision-making. That has to get back to being better. I could make the argument, Spike, Fritzy, that at least Jalen has shown – that he's capable of not turning the ball over. Has Nick really shown that he's capable of putting his imprint on the game and it being a positive thing? I don't know what to parse from 2022. I don't know. Shane Steichen went and got a head coaching job. Offense didn't look the same the next year. It didn't look the same the next year. So I don't know how much input Nick had on 2022 when it comes to how the offense flows. Since Shane Steichen has been gone, whether Nick had imprint or input last year and what he's doing this year, all I know is that it doesn't seem like the offense has rhythm. It doesn't seem like it's playing complementary football. And I don't know how much of that trickles down to everyone else.
Yeah, I actually think, even though we beat it all to death, I actually think that question, the answer to it, is the most interesting and fascinating of all of it. Because it's true. What you say is true. There's also been quarterbacks who have had one or two good years, mm-hmm. and the league figures out what they can do and can't do.
True.
And then all of a sudden, they're never effective again. So this is why it's such a difficult debate for all of us. And when people bring up, they're not doing this and they should be doing this and they should be doing this, and I say, well, the quarterback's the same and we have the same issue, so what do you think it is? That's why it's such a puzzling question, because we truly don't know if it is Nick Sirianni going in there and saying, we want this simple thing, don't do that. I know you're the offensive coordinator, but mm-hmm. don't do that. Or if the offensive coordinator gets in there, sees what the quarterback is good at and not good at, and sees
now
what he's struggling
to
with.
Fix around it.
Yes, that's why the under center thing is I don't know.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, that's why I keep bringing it up.
Well, it's clear he doesn't prefer to be under center. Like,
right.
we can... And that's the nicest way I can put it,
yes.
Right? Like, it's just that he doesn't prefer to be under center, because if he did, he would be under center more.
You would think.
Yes.
But what people would come back and say is, Well, but that's Nick putting his imprint on the offense. And
right.
But I don't know. All I know is I don't see it happening. It doesn't. It seems like it would help. And
no, I agree with you. Yeah. I think it's more because he doesn't like being under center.
Right. And that I'm not saying it makes it impossible for them to have an effective offense. What I am saying is that we have all sort of resorted to this. Okay, mm-hmm. They got to be a running team. Run.
It limits what they can do.
It limits the effectiveness of the running game if you won't go under center. Yep. It just does. Now, it doesn't mean they can't work around it. But
what they've obviously tried to do.
Tried to do.
Yes.
But I can tell you for sure that the play action that everybody wants to see or the screens that Jack brought up are far less likely to be effective unless he's under center.
Completely agree.
So, all right, coming up next, a good guy to ask all of these questions is Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, studies the tape. I actually we'll ask him about that with Jalen, and then about anything that perhaps he saw that the Eagles did differently scheme-wise against the Saints that they had done previously that may or may not be more effective moving forward this year. So that is coming up next. We do have the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. Which do you believe is more fixable? Jalen's turnover issue, Nick's decision-making. 63% say Jalen's turnover issue more fixable. Baldy is up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.